Literature 1A, Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens. Exercise 8.
One day, Oliver decided to escape. He left the town during the night. After about 5 miles, he felt tired and decided to sit down and think about what to do next. He saw a stone that said that London was 70 miles away. This gave him an idea. Why not go to London? London was a big city, and people said that it was a wonderful place. They said that a boy could find work there, so Oliver decided that London was the place for him. He jumped up and started walking in the direction of London. He had all his things in one small bag: one shirt, 2 pairs of socks, a piece of bread, and 1 penny. A clean shirt, thought Oliver, is a very comfortable thing, and 2 pairs of socks and a penny are useful too, but they aren't much help for walking 65 miles in winter. He had no idea what he was going to do, so he just continued walking. Oliver walked 20 miles that day, and he only ate the piece of bread he had in his bag and drank a little water. That night, he slept in a field, but he felt frightened. He was cold, hungry, and alone, but he was so tired after his walk that he fell asleep and forgot his troubles. The next morning, he bought some bread from a shop with his penny before he continued his journey. He had no money now, so he asked people to give him food, but lots of them refused. His feet hurt too, and he was very tired from walking. Fortunately, he met some kind people. One day, a man gave him some bread and cheese, and another day, an old woman gave him some of her food. After walking for 7 days, he arrived in a small town. He was tired and hungry and sat down in the street. After a while, he noticed a boy looking at him. The boy wore strange clothes and was dirty, but he was friendly. He sat next to Oliver and spoke to him. Oliver told him who he was and all about his journey. The boy lived in London and was on his way back there, so he invited Oliver to walk with him. Before they started the walk to London, the boy bought some food and gave Oliver some of it. Oliver felt happier now that he had a friend and was near the end of his long journey.